This is the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. It's Thursday evening, March 26, 2026. The stories are real, the voice is AI. Read more at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Here's what's making news.
Nining news breaks. Lahontan Gold Corp. advances Nevada gold-silver assets toward potential production. Lahontan Gold Corp. is advancing its Nevada gold-silver assets toward potential production, with active drilling at West Santa Fe and ongoing permitting. Nearly 2 million ounces of gold equivalent have been outlined in the Walker Lane project. The company is entering a pivotal phase with upcoming economic studies supporting its progress. Investor Newsbreak's Resilient Energy Inc. advances second acquisition to expand produced water platform. Resilient Energy is advancing its position in the produced water management sector with negotiations for a second acquisition. This move, alongside its pending transaction, aims to solidify Rennie's presence in the market. The company's strategic focus on infrastructure services aligns with the growing demand, particularly in the Permian Basin. If successful, these acquisitions will enhance Rennie's revenue streams and shareholder value. Smarter safety stock calculations for manufacturers. Upline Software's UltraVia platform revolutionizes safety stock calculations for manufacturers by automating adjustments based on real-time consumption data. This supply chain management software helps organizations strike a balance between risk management and financial efficiency, reducing excess inventory and freeing up working capital for strategic investments. Learn more about UltraVi's capabilities at uplinsoftware.com/UltraVi. Tech media breaks. Parazero Technologies Limited reported a 12.3% increase in revenue to $1.05 million for 2025, driven by demand for its defense solutions. The company secured multiple orders for its Defend Air Counter-UAS platform from Israeli defense entities, with $4.20 million in cash at year-end and $7.50 million raised in 2026. Parazero reduced its net loss by 51% and expanded global commercialization through regulatory approvals and strategic partnerships. Canamira Energy Metals Corp. provides update on the Turvolandia Rare Earth Project as they target rare earth elements. Canamira Energy Metals Corp. provides an update on the Turvolandia Rare Earth Elements, targeting rare earth elements. The company recently announced positive assay results from the first auger holes and signed a letter of intent for another REE project in Brazil. Canamira Energy Metals is focused on developing a portfolio of district-scale mining opportunities across the Americas.
Tiny Gems Breaks, Grams Mining Ventures Corp. reports strong 2025 results, advances growth pipeline. Grams Mining Ventures Corp. reported strong 2025 results, including 171,871 ounces of gold production at Tocantinzinho, $255 million in mine site free cash flow, and a record fourth quarter payable production of 47,346 ounces. The company outlined plans for average annual production of 200,000 ounces at Tocantinzinho, advancing the Oko West project towards first gold in the second half of 2027, and targeting over 500,000 ounces of annual gold production by 2028. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.